the upcoming Olympics
Brazil.
In Brazil. All kinds of controversies about that. Have you heard about any of them?
Yeah, I don't know too much about the preparations for the Brazil Olympics, but the World Cup
Right.
is this year.
This year,
Yeah.
2014, yeah.
Yeah. We're just less than 100 days away from the opening of the World Cup, and I've heard some of the controversies myself, you know.
Like what?
Well, it sounds like a lot of local citizens are unhappy.
Right.
They're not benefiting from hosting this World Cup. They're not getting any new services. I don't know, maybe for example, public transportation. I don't know, what do you know?
Basically the same line that you're following there. And instead of getting things like schools, medicine, literally medicine for hospitals, potholes filled into the single road that connects two towns, instead of that, they get gleaming new stadiums. Gleaming new stadiums for tiny little, I don't want to call them hamlets, but little parts of Brazil that love football. But have populations of what? Maybe 10,000 people?
The stadiums, these shiny new stadiums that can hold 60,000 people,
Right.
but yet the infrastructure is still lacking, it seems.
Yeah, so you get stories like that where like a whole bunch of money is spent on the infrastructure and the stadium in an inappropriate place, like a tiny little whatever in Brazil, tiny little place, tiny little town in Brazil, or you get this gleaming new stadium and no roads leading up to it, or some ridiculous horror stories like that, and at the same time, no school for the town, maybe a clinic, not even a hospital, and that's basically what I think the majority of those demonstrations and those, well, plainly riots were all about in the bigger cities.
Right.